Namaste, welcome to this guided self-inquiry session. And in this session, we're going to take a question, as we have been doing with previous self-inquiry sessions. But this one is going to be a little bit different. I'm here again with Sarah. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, yeah, fine. Yeah.
Lovely, wonderful. And thanks for volunteering for this. So I've been talking with Sarah, and one of the things that's coming up is an issue with the body. And so what we're going to do in this self-inquiry session is to ask the question, what is this body? Because anything that we are believing to be real and solid and across our body, we all feel that way, is going to slow down the energy flowing through it. And we were talking before we started recording, weren't we, about physical pain and resistance. And in my own experience, only really asking a question was a permanent way out of this. First, because you're not resisting what's happening in the body while you're asking a question. And then it begins to change the experience, begins to change around to the opposite sense of wellness and health. So do you want to just start us off, Sarah, by saying kind of what's going on for you? What led you to want to do this question here today?
Well, I have a long history of very severe migraines that last for quite a few days, and they involve a lot of pain, a lot of vomiting, and I've been on such a long journey with them, and you know, done everything people do to try to understand, and you know, got to a place of surrender, but actually also. There is also the place, even though I've got to a place of surrender and understanding in myself, when I get them, there's no getting away from getting into victim, because it's just so extreme, and because they happen so often and so fast. And it was listening to you, Helen, talking to another lady about pain with the question, and you offered her the question, really, what is this body? Mm. And when I start to do that, when the migraines are coming, even when I'm in the migraine, it really, really helps. And it's helping me realize, I've known about the story and not staying with the story and not listening to the story that goes with the pain. But it's very hard to get out of when I'm in it. But so the belief systems, your talk of the belief systems has been really, really helpful to me.
And it's challenging in that situation to take attention off the story and the physical sensations, unless you've got something else to put it on, like a question or something to focus upon. I find that was why the question was so very effective for me, because it's easier to turn away from an emotion. It's easier, you know, even in an experience in our outer world, but something that's going on in the body, you really can't get away from it, because your body is wherever you are. And it's kind of a reminder, isn't it, of this is still happening. So I'm glad you found a question that's given you some relief, and let's see what we can do with that today. So if you're ready, let's just go into this question and see what happens.
Okay.
And again, just any answers at all, every answer. No right or wrong answer. We're just going to see where this question takes us. No goals, nothing we have to achieve out of this, just the open space of the question. Let's see what happens.
So, Helen, do I report to you as I ask the question? And do I report to you where my attention goes?
Yeah, just tell us what's happening. You know, we'll just remind ourselves of the question every now and again. Just tell us what answers are coming up. Just to kind of illustrate the process as it works for you, to help us kind of recognize what a powerful question this can be, as it certainly was for me. So just asking, really, what is this body? And then seeing what happens when you sit with the question, when we sit with the question for a while, as we did before with the contemplation.
Okay.
Just taking your time, no rush. And if there's times where there's, I know you're struggling with a cold at the moment, so, you know, take your time.
Okay.
So really, what is this body actually?
What comes immediately is sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And vibration, sensation, and in different areas, seeming different areas of the body, but with my eyes closed, it's like little planets almost of sensation within a universe that's me.
Mm-hmm. Some of those positive, some of those what we might call negative sensations, yeah.
Well, at the moment, in a way, at the moment, because I don't have migraine or I'm not in pain, so there isn't a negative. It is just sensation. But there's just, like, at the back of the base of my skull, there's a more concentrated sensation. But it's not unpleasant.
Maybe you want to ask about that. What is that? You know, what is that actually, the back of your neck? If you feel guided to. Just to bring some attention to that, or
yeah,
stay with the original question, either whatever feels best for you.
Sometimes what I've been doing is going and saying, well, what is this sensation? So it's not really, as I'm speaking, it's not really the back of my neck. It's because it's formless. It's kind of it's an experience of sensation. And it feels quite tight and concentrated, and yet at the same time it's kind of fluid too.
Mm. Let's just stay with that. Let's just see what happens. I mean, our mind can say, well, everything's really formless, but, you know, experientially we'd like to see something different, experience something different, deeper.
Simply sensation moving around. And also there's a sense of sensation in my belly and the base of my spine.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like it's in the belly and the base of my spine, but it's also nowhere.
And both of those will be, you know, there isn't really a location, and also
there is a
very definite location in the body, yeah. And it's okay, absolutely.
It's fizzing.
Just reminding ourselves of the question, what really is this?
No, it's moving to the back of of my chest, like my heart area. Feels like around the spine at the back.
It's moving around. It's,
yeah,
energy's moving. That's okay. Can maybe get a sense that this whole issue is some kind of energy that hasn't been able to move somewhere. It's just kind of stuck. So allowing it to move with a question is a good step.
very aware of breath as I ask that.
Yeah, that's another type of answer, breath moving. Sensations and thoughts and physical feelings and the breath moving. As the body relaxes with the question, you might be more aware of places where it's very not relaxed, where it's very tight.
Yeah. It's really hard to tell. It's kind of...
Body will begin to feel a bit lighter, more diffuse anyway with this kind of question.
Yeah, I feel like that. You know, I think I said to you last week, I felt a bit like an amoeba. You know, that when I turn my attention inwards like this, it's there's this movement of energy like this throughout the body, really. I do notice there's always been, in the last couple of years, a lot of fuzzing in my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And... sometimes I find them gripping like this, you know, like I've just released them now, but they go into tension, gripping. Yeah.
So you can find it, these kind of physical pain of when these things happen is also corresponded with like a muscle memory. Muscles just clench and that's what they do. And the openness of the question just begins to allow us to be more conscious of just how we're actually holding our body without realizing. You know, we've had these muscle groups that have been very tight and energy's been trying to flow through them and it's impeded in that process. So the question is just allowing us to become more conscious of areas of the body like that.
It feels like in my head, you know, when I do this, and often when I, you know, I'm sitting meditating, it often feels like this. It feels like a kind of waterfall trickling down from the base of my skull as it starts to relax,
yeah,
as I start to bring this openness to it, yeah, and awareness to it. And with this question, it just feels like it's falling down. It has a real, feels like it really has a correlation down in, to the base of my spine, or some, yeah, some kind of connection where it brings, it falls down and then I'm aware of the base of my spine.
There is the kundalini flow that will travel up from the base of the spine up to the top of the head, and then it will kind of fountain out and back down again, and almost in a continuous cycle. And you might begin to be more aware of the downward flow and how that's being impeded, you know. It's and when it begins to move again, there was a very downward force of energy as I began to release these muscles. Realizing it had never really fully been able to flow in my legs, my feet at all, because of, you know, blockages around my shoulders were always very tight, my jaw, back of my neck, my stomach, my solar plexus was just kind of like this the whole time, my whole life. I'd never realized.
Yeah, this is where I get to and time again, is to this clench, yeah, in the solar plexus in the belly. It's like, it's because as soon as I ask this question, that's what I often notice. But actually today, but I have sat for an hour before being with you, but actually today, I'm really aware of it all here. It's all there, the base of the skull.
Let's put some attention on that and just ask, let's shift the question to, what does this want to tell you? What does this need to reveal? What would your body say to you right now if it could, if it had its own kind of ability to act independently? What would it say? What would this tension say? And it's not something you have to find and tell me. We're just in this openness of this question. What is it we need to see here? And we're not doing any work to make that happen. We're just holding the space for this question.
I know you're not looking for an answer, but what does come is...
Answers may come, they may come. It's okay.
What we talked about last week, which was my question last week that I've been working with this week, is it really true I need to control my environment in order to feel safe? So what comes with this is stuff around safety, you know, because actually it is there in my belly, nervousness, this clench.
And our body has kind of learned to assume the crushed position, you know, kind of brace for impact almost. And it's kind of still doing that from this feeling of being unsafe, even though our mind may have come to realize, we may have come to realize some degree that we are safe, of course. The body is still holding this in a kind of muscle memory. This is how we need to be, you know, some real clenching and tensing. Yeah. Going on there, and just beginning to understand that perhaps our muscles haven't got the message yet that it's okay to relax, it's okay.
And that's, yeah, I feel like I have got a very deep internal clench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one thing we can do with this is obviously the question, the openness, and just allowing what is this about, what is this really, and giving it some space, but also giving your body permission as best you can to feel however tight it is right now. Asking, it may sound totally insane when I say this, but I did this myself, found it very effective. Literally talking to my muscles, are you able and ready to let go a little bit right now in any particular area? And if the answer was no, that was respected, that was honored.
Okay, I love that. I love that, Helen. It doesn't sound mad at all. That's why I'm my
I was so desperate with pain at that point, I would have tried anything, you know, as I'm sure you know. So let's just ask maybe, you know, this around the neck and the solar plexus if you want to, or you want to focus on one. You know, are you ready to, are you able to and ready to let go, even just a little bit, and that we will honor and respect whatever you decide. So just as if you're talking to your muscles, and it seems a little weird, but it's very effective. And in the allowance of whichever answer we get, yes or no, yes is perfect. And then we take another stance. Are you willing to let go a little more? And if we get a no initially, or even tighter clench, that's okay. We respect that. Just letting it be as it is. It will relax. These muscles will relax in their own time whenever they feel safe. Even just being with this, asking this question, are you willing to relax a bit more? And accepting either answer, we are not resisting what is. So we'll begin to feel a bit better just by doing that. just very gently. How about now? Are you ready to release a little more now? Yes is fine, no is fine too. Just every now and again, just inviting these muscles to relax a bit more. Incrementally, tiny bit by tiny bit is enough. What's happening for you now when you ask this question?
Well, I really like it. I'm just talking to my muscles here.
Just making friends with them again, right?
I just feel like I'm deep in the sensation of them, and I don't feel any resistance at all, actually. But I just feel it's like I'm being really present with them and very intimate with them, and
just sitting like you're sitting with me, sitting with them and letting them be,
and asking them if they're ready to let go, and do they want, you know. I'm not really getting, I mean, I'm certainly not getting a no. It's definitely a kind of yes, but it's more a being with. It's like
we've been in this kind of status quo where we need them to relax so the energy can flow, but in that needing, you know, and lessening of the pain, but in that needing them to relax, we're pushing against how they are right now. So we just kind of get into this deadlock situation, and because the body is energy, vibration, emptiness ultimately, but and energy is trying to flow through energy, and this very slow low dense frequency is more like a thick analogy of a thicker liquid, and we're trying to get this higher, faster, more gaseous frequency to pass through it, and it gets kind of all congested, like rush hour traffic or something. So just being with this, the openness of the question, gently inviting, it's just dissolving this, changing this slower energy into higher frequency, which can begin to move a little bit. It's really love. What we're doing is just love.
Exactly. And that's what it's calling for. That's what it feels like it's calling for, in that sense of just my presence with, and that open curiosity, you know, open fascination and open curiosity at that meeting.
Yeah.
It feels very oceanic. Could just be because in this flat we're staying and there's these pictures of forests and oceans, but it feels very fluid and oceanic, and at the same time dark, and, you know, beautifully dark. And
our body has just had to live through our beliefs and has had to feel them and literally respond to those beliefs. I'm not safe. You can kind of imagine some frightened, like a hedgehog, you know, when it's threatened, it'll curl up into a ball. And, you know, and that's really what all of our bodies have been doing in response to feeling unsafe. And it takes a little while for certain muscle groups to get this message. You know, your mind may have got it more, your emotions, your body as a whole, but certain places are still kind of, are we sure? Are we sure this is safe now? You know, and we're just gently, by not forcing anything to relax, we're showing them it's safe to be, you know, whatever you want to be in this moment, just like we feel we enjoy that, don't we? So
it's wonderful. I'm gonna stay with this what really is this body, and with this asking of the particular areas in the body where I can feel the tension. You know, are you ready to relax now?
And just honoring whatever comes from
exactly
that. Day after 4 or 5 days in a row of a yes, it might be a no, and it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And just eventually the body's muscles get the message that it's totally safe. Nobody's going to force us to do anything. and they just begin to relax. And you might find then you're kind of feeling urged to do a particular stretch or yoga posture or something that will really begin to help now that the energy can move more anyway, be much more effective. Yeah. There was a period where I just felt the urge to really breathe quite deeply in my solar plexus, my stomach.
Yeah, that happens to me. Yeah, quite a lot with that question, actually. And that I noticed in meditation recently with using that question and with your contemplation questions, that's where it's taking me, right down into the solar plexus and the belly, to breathe really deep.
Yeah, just sort of a belly breathing where the belly's actually moving is allowing the muscles to expand and contract anyway, because we don't do that. We breathe through the chest and not the belly usually. And ideally both of those should move in a deep breath. And you'll find, you know, yourself maybe just drawn to sit with one particular muscle group in a session. But as you're doing that, everything else is relaxing anyway, because they're all getting the same message.
Yeah.
You know, really, we could just sit here and go, I love you. I love you, body. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, but where it's just got so tight and so contracted for so long, it's like they don't know how to let go almost. Yeah. They've just forgotten how to let go.
It's so interesting. I mean, it's after having tried every, you know, food thing and treatment and actually going, actually, no, that's not it. It's not working. You know, after years, still not working, to come to this place of, oh, it's the power of my mind, you know, my belief systems, and it's actually so much more simple.
Because, you know, you've been here in this body for however long you've been in this body, but these beliefs are ancient. We've carried them through many imagined lifetimes, and our body has to feel the conviction and experience the conviction we've had with them. You know, so I'm currently still working on, you know, my throat chakra and the back here of my sort of in between my shoulder blades, just a slight ball of tension. So it's an ongoing process, but it's just softly allowed to release when it's ready. Just bringing attention to it and love to it is giving it permission to be as it is, but also it's much more likely to let go in that openness. We can do all these therapies, all this even contemplative work like this, but from a place of trying to force something to happen. And of course we'd feel that way if we're in a lot of physical pain. Of course we'd feel that way. We need this to stop. So it's just a way to let go, isn't it, really? We're learning.
Thank you, Alan.
How does the body feel now in general?
I feel peaceful. I can feel the sensations just as I did in the beginning. Mm. And I also, you know, they're not bad. There is a delight to them, but I just feel so relieved that you've given me this, just to simply ask these particular areas in the body, you know. Are they ready to relax? I'm off now. I'm going to go off. This is going to keep me. You just keep giving me these little gems. So I am so grateful.
We're just making friends again with them, because certain areas of our body in general, we've had, without realizing, a very negative attitude towards because of the situation, especially when there's physical pain involved. You know, it's just a way to make friends again, isn't it, with...
Yeah, and it feels like outside, when I'm not in that acute thing of actually having a migraine, although it did help me this weekend, while I had a migraine, it actually did really help me, the open question, you know, what really is this body?
Yeah.
Because it just keeps everything expansive rather than one and one makes six. So this means that and that means that. It's actually, no, really, what is this? Just is a great meditative tool when I'm in the pain, but actually to work on it while I'm not.
If I were in your position now, I'd kind of stay with this question. I'd just live with it as much as I could 24/7. Not making it hard work, of course, but just because it's such a predominant sort of pattern, it might need some constant attention on it.
Absolutely. I feel like, well, that's what I've been doing ever since I heard it. I mean, I heard it about 2 weeks. I don't know. Yeah. It must have been about 10 days ago. This, really, what is this body? And I had, it's been with me ever since.
Oh, good.
So yeah. Strong. And now to be able to ask the muscles, are you ready to relax, to actually honor? Because you've actually, what you've done is you've grounded that question for me in the sense that to actually honor where it is that I'm feeling this, you know, this contract, this contraction, and actually go right in there, not just, which I normally do, go right in and experience and breathe with it, but to be able to speak to it.
Yeah. Speak to our ego, or we speak to a frightened child, or, you know, something like that. It's really the same thing. And each karmic pattern has a thought component, an emotional component, and a physical body component, and usually some experience as well. And there's always a set of muscular tensions that are a component of that pattern. And usually that's all that's left. But we're still pushing against what is, because we can feel that pain or whatever. So
yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is there anything you want to share about the experience this time before we finish, or anything that's different for you?
No, only what I've said, which is this is really valuable, this being able to ask, are you ready to relax now to these areas?
Wonderful. I'm glad it's been useful for you, and thank you for taking the time to do this.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. I was trying, if anything else comes up, I'll be wanting another session. This is wonderful. But
very useful for everyone, because even if we don't have a physical illness or a disease manifested, there's always some physical component to every karmic pattern.
I'd like to say thank you to those who've gone before, who've asked those questions, you know, that I've picked up on around physical pain, because it's been so useful for me to listen to others speak about these things.
We all learn and grow together faster, don't we?
Thanks, Helen.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.